bringing Christ to the nation.
La hora Luterana.
路德小时。
Tribune de Jesus Cristo.
Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
Today's international devotion was written by Ilze Abraha. Ilze once worked at the Lutheran Hour Ministries office in Latvia, but now she is employed as a bookkeeper in an international company. Even though she no longer collects a paycheck from Lutheran Hour Ministries, Ilze is still committed to sharing the Savior's story. This she does as she regularly volunteers herself to the work of telling the folks in this former Soviet Union country about the joys which come from having Jesus as your Savior. A text for our devotion from the 5th chapter of Matthew. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good work and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. It is always interesting to see how the Lord can spread His good news of great joy message. Working with Lutheran Hour Ministries in Latvia, I have found that He, not we, are the ones who accomplish His purposes. For example, there have been times when we have put a lot of energy in dreaming, planning, and thinking about a witnessing project. We were sure things would blossom. They didn't. They never took off because something was missing. On the other hand, there were those times when we never expected to see any success, and the Lord blessed the project far beyond anything we could have imagined. Allow me to share an example. Some time ago, we began a program in Riga which we called Pandamania. It was something we had never done before, nor had anyone else. I remember how we began our plans to implement the children's program. We did a great deal of background work, including translating the songs which were to be used. Never did we expect that any of those songs would become so very popular. The Lord surprised us. The beginning of that surprise began when one little boy who liked our song so much he couldn't stand still while singing it. He danced and sang and asked us to play the song again and again. We smiled when we saw his joy and involvement in singing that song. Before too long, other children began to sing the song. Soon hundreds of young voices joined in singing the praises of a God who is always good and always comes to help you. At the Lutheran Hour office in Latvia, we are trying to promote family. This program has also been blessed. I can remember how the mother of a little child came to tell us how much she appreciated the opportunity to participate in sports games together with her children. She had never thought about such a thing before, but now she intended to play games with her children on a regular basis. That was because she had found out how much joy such a Christian activity can bring not only to the children, but also to her. Of course, there was a little boy who didn't want to take part in the Pandamania activities. He decided anything to do with Jesus was boring. "I know already all this God stuff," he said. But before the end of the program, the Holy Spirit had touched him and he was excited. When we asked him why he had changed his mind, the answer was, "I didn't know this God thing could bring so much joy." We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to bring your light to the dark places of this world. Thank you for all the gifts and skills you have given to us. Help us to be your children who show to others your love and grace. Grant us your guidance so that our words, teachings, and examples may be used by the Holy Spirit to bring souls into your kingdom. This I pray in the Savior's holy name. Amen.